USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no escaping the pain at the pump. Drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA just updated the national average, showing it's up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. Three states top $5, with California closing in on $6. This, as Brian Marks with the University of New Haven says, many oil producers are hesitant to increase drilling production.
Oil producers have been hesitant to increase production significantly or even at all.
The United States is again warning that next month will be critical for Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying in a House budget hearing that much more will be needed to help the war-torn country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
More people in northern New Mexico are bracing to be evacuated as the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak wildfire rages toward Tahoe County. Wind and dry conditions helped the fire char more than 200,000 acres, forcing thousands of people from their homes. State Representative Roger Montoya.
The impact directly on citizens is dire. We have elders, extremely poor individuals, no homeowners insurance in many cases, nowhere to go.
The National Weather Service says there are critical fire conditions across the Southwest, Southern Rockies, and High Plains. The Supreme Court justices are holding a private meeting Thursday. It'll be their first time gathering since a draft opinion from February was illegally leaked, showing the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling may be overturned this summer. That would leave it up to states to decide abortion legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is ordering the U.S. Marshals Service to help ensure the safety of Supreme Court justices. Garland's order going out Wednesday after last week's illegal leak of a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade has stoked outrage among pro-abortion supporters. This as Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is calling on the AG to just enforce the laws on the books.
The statute is incredibly clear. It basically says if you are parading or picketing in order to try to influence a judge, then it's punishable with up to a year in prison. That sounds illegal to me. And I just asked the Attorney General to enforce the law that's on the books. If people want to demonstrate someplace off away from their home, that's their prerogative.
Leaky fuel hoses are causing an automaker to recall over 200,000 vehicles.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-size cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. Dealers will replace the hoses. Owners will be notified starting July 5th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Milwaukee Bucks and Memphis Grizzlies were winners in the NBA playoffs Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.